Well, hello everybody and welcome to episode 106 of the JB Sism Show. Well, my friends, in today's episode, I am talking about how to be a communicator of truth. So, if you want to get your message to the right ears at the right time, this is the episode for you.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the land of 10,000 lakes, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And taking everything to the next level is what I love to do each and every week here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, welcome to today's show. My goal is to give you the tools that you need to help you transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has put on your heart. Well, my friends, in today's episode, we are talking about being a communicator of truth. Well, as writers, we have the obligation to communicate in a way that people can understand. We're always seeking out what truth is and how we can communicate that truth. Well, when we put our pen to the paper, are we asking ourselves this question? What am I trying to say? Do you know the message that God has put on your heart? Well, my friends, I'm excited about today's episode. This one is going to be fun. So stick around, sit back, relax, stick those earphones deep in your ears because this show is getting underway right now. Well, as always, it is good to be back behind the microphone. It is Wednesday, July 5th. So I hope everybody had a wonderful July 4th. My family and I went bonkers. Well, maybe not bonkers. My wife and I went to the Twins game. We saw the Twins win. They almost lost it. It was top of the ninth, and we had one out. We had a guy on first, and it was exciting. Not top of the ninth. This is the bottom of the eighth inning. I'm sorry, and we get a home run. We score. We're now up by 1 point. I think 1 point, something like that. 2 points maybe. And we now come to the top of the ninth inning, and the Angels are up at bat. They had a guy on first. A guy hits a line drive, and we go to make a double play. Well, second base overthrew to Joe Mauer and costed us an error, and they ended up scoring, and so now we are only 1 point behind. I'm thinking the Twins are going to screw this thing up, and we are going to lose this game. Well, finally, the very next play, we were able to get a double play and get the remaining two men out for the Angels, and we ended up winning by 1 point, 5-4. It was actually a good game. The Twins actually had one of their better defense and offense that I've seen in the last several games. We started the year really strong, and I don't know what happened. So anyway, we did that and then came back home. My in-laws were watching our daughter. We came home, grilled some hamburgers. I had some of that sweet pickle relish from Red Robin. I got that for my wife for her birthday, and so we pulled some of that out of the freezer, put it on our burgers, and it was delicious. Cheddar cheese, tomato, onion, lettuce. I mean, the whole nine yards on these burgers. I used the Red Robin seasoning, which you can get at their stores. It is absolutely the only way to cook a hamburger, and I'm just fine with that. I would eat that stuff by the spoonful. Might have a little too much sodium in my diet, but it's that good. So oh, that's what we did. Lit off a few of our own fireworks, put our daughter to bed, and we peered through the windows as everybody was shooting off their illegal fireworks. So we got a little bit of a fireworks show. So, like I said, I hope everybody had a fun 4th of July. It was fun here in the Sism household. It was great because I took a break from writing. I took a break from blogging. And it was a good, very long weekend. The weekend started on Saturday for me because I was doing some work and writing on Friday. But I didn't do anything Monday. I didn't do anything yesterday. So it was good. So initially, I wasn't going to be having a recorded episode. This is why I'm recording this on the 5th of July instead of typically on the Tuesday before Wednesday. And the reason is I woke up from having a dream, and the dream really got me thinking about what it is that we as writers and authors and communicators, you know, what is it that we are doing? What is it that we are communicating? And so I wanted to sit down behind the microphone and just have an open dialogue about this. Initially, I was going to have an encore episode, and you weren't going to have a new episode today. I was going to be putting up one of my more popular episodes from this last year for you to re-listen to, and I was going to kind of do a couple of extra notes for you. But here we are, sitting behind the microphone, and I am talking to you. So I hope you can forgive me for getting this out late in the day. So that's how that goes. Well, I was talking at the opening of the show, when we put our pen to the paper, are we asking ourselves the question, what is it that I'm trying to say? Well, I had this dream last night, and I think it would make an actual really cool book or trilogy of novels. But the dream was I was a truth runner. That was my title in this dream. I was a truth runner. And so what I did is I communicated behind enemy lines. I was like the rebels rebelling against the Empire, so to speak. That's what I get for watching too much Star Wars lately. And I was a truth runner. Well, in my dream, a truth runner was somebody who takes a message from the general and runs it to the correspondents or the spies behind enemy lines. So you got to admit, it's a pretty cool concept. But there was more to it than that. A truth runner not only communicated between generals and the troops on the ground, a truth runner also conveyed the truth of what the war was really about. Because the Empire was communicating one set of doctrine for all of the citizens to believe. And a truth runner went in and communicated to select people who the resistance knew would rebel against the Empire. And it was kind of more of a communistic, socialistic organization that would kill you for rebelling. And would kill you for telling the truth of what the Empire was really, really doing and the genocide that they were committing. And once people's eyes were open, they would leave and they would join the resistance. And the truth teller would actually bring these people back. Well, in my dream, I was actually captured by the bad guys. And that's where I woke up. So I don't know what happened to me in the dream. You got to admit, it's a fascinating story. One, I should probably write it down so I don't forget it, because I think it would make a really cool trilogy of books. So, the truth runners. Well, the Bible says this, and let me look it up here. Okay, I found it here. Habakkuk 2, verse 2. Now, Habakkuk is something that a lot of people don't read in the Bible, but But here's what it says, Habakkuk 2:2. It says, "And then God replied, write down the revelation," or write down the vision. "Make it plain on tablets so that the herald may run with it," so that the person who carries the message can carry the correct message to others. "Write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others." And our job as truth seekers, as people who are trying to communicate the truth that God has put inside of us, we have to ask the question, what am I trying to say? What is the message that God has given me? And as these purveyors of truth, whether we are making a living from selling that truth, so if you have products that you sell, or you have books that you're trying to sell, or you have a free blog like this podcast is free, or the blog that I have at jbsism.com is free, one thing is certain. Listen to this. We must be clear on our messaging. We must be clear on what it is we are trying to communicate. And so when I started this blog in 2009, I started with a clear message of communicating the truth of God's word through writing devotionals. And that's really where my book, Grace, What's So Amazing About It, comes from. And in fact, my book is being advertised on another blog right now, and I'm going to be putting that on the website tomorrow. So come back tomorrow morning and you're going to have a link to an article I wrote for another blog. So I'm not going to tell you what it is here on the podcast. Just come back to jbsism.com tomorrow and you can catch it right there. I don't have the website in front of me. But my goal was to communicate the truth of God's word through devotionals. And, well, the deal is, I didn't stay focused on that vision. I didn't stay focused on that clarity. And my blog ended up becoming the musings of my day. I would write about what was happening at the church. I would write about what was happening in my personal life. I would write about writing. I would write about a thought that I had, or I would write another devotional. And I wasn't very clear. I was not very, let's say, relevant with my message. Well, maybe I was relevant, but I wasn't very consistent with my message. Well, today, I believe I'm very, very clear on my messaging and what I'm trying to communicate. The truth of what I'm trying to communicate is my number one focus. It's why I write what I write. My desire is to help writers and bloggers and authors find their voice so they can succeed in life. So if you are frustrated with the indie publishing world, if you are getting frustrated with writing your blog and trying to come up with new content, if you are wanting to know, how do I communicate my message that God has given me, this is the blog for you. And this is why I write what I write, and I make no apologies about it. This is what I communicate, because I want to give you the tools that you need so you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has put on your heart. Well, I'm very, very clear on that today. And so when it comes to revealing truth, when it comes to talking about the truth that God has given us, we have to make our vision clear. But I think it's more than that. I think it also comes back to writing what's on our heart, writing down what we think about. And so there's really three things, or three ways, that we communicate truth through our blogs, through our books, through our podcast, if you have a podcast and you communicate through your voice. There's three things I want to talk about today. Number one is we should write what we want to write and write what's on our heart. Now, I don't say that to say that you write about anything and everything. But really, I think it's very important to write what you want to write. Write what you want to read. Because if we are only writing what other people want to read and we're not passionate about what we're writing, it's going to fizzle. It's going to fall apart. It's not going to hold its weight. And so I say, write what you want. Write what's on your heart. Write what you want to write. In other words, your audience will stick with you as long as you remain consistent. So write what you want, but make sure you're passionate about it. Don't think for a minute that you have to write what everybody else wants you to write. Because if you write what everybody else wants you to write, and you're not passionate about it, it's not worth writing about. And this is why I say write what you want to write. As an author, I have two books out right now. I'm working on a third book. The first book was really more of a short Christmas story about a woman whose life was turned upside down. She finds out her husband was cheating on her, and then her son has a tragic accident and needs a heart transplant, otherwise he's going to be dead before Christmas. She meets an elderly gentleman who gives her this snow globe, and this snow globe helps give her the hope and the peace that she's looking for in her life, helps her come to terms with her life. And that's what the book is about. And really, it's more women are going to read this book than men. And I've had more women read the book than men. And that's just because there are actually more women who read than men, especially when it comes to fiction. My second book is a 30-day devotional on grace. So it's geared towards all believers in Jesus. It's geared towards all Christians and help them understand what grace is all about. Help them understand that grace is a well-faceted diamond that you can't really see its brilliance up close. You have to look at the whole table and see it. But in order to appreciate it, you have to study each of the cuts. And so I talk about five major facets of God's grace, because God's grace is one of the greatest attributes he has. And so that's what that second book is about. The third book that I'm writing right now is a science fiction book. So in other words, I'm writing what I want to write, but I'm also searching out the audience for each of these books. And that's what I'm looking for. So as an author, I'm writing what I want to write. But at the same time, as a blogger, I'm very clear, very focused on my messaging. And I believe that we need to be clear on what it is that we're writing. And so this is why number two is we have to write the vision and make it understandable. So going back to this passage of scripture, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, or make it plain so that he who runs with it can run it, read it on the fly, so they can communicate that message quickly and clearly with other people. Romans 15 verse 4 says this: for everything that was written in the past was written for our instruction, so that through endurance and the encouragement of Scripture, we may have hope. Revelation 1:19, therefore, write down the things you have seen and the things that are and the things that will happen after this. So in other words, the Bible is very clear about we write for instruction. We write so that people can have hope. And as a believer in Jesus, the message that I have in my heart is so that people can have a deeper relationship with Jesus. And that's what my books communicate. The book Divine Providence, about this woman who has issues and her world's falling apart, she's losing her faith in God. And the whole book is communicating that we can have our trust in God restored. That if we put our trust in God, he's going to direct our path. He's going to make it straight. That's the overall message, the overarching message of that particular book. In the Grace book, the message is clear, helping you understand God's grace, helping you understand that God's grace is one of his greatest attributes. In the third book that I'm writing here, it's all about forgiveness. And the message is, can you forgive when you've been deeply wounded? And so when I read this verse in Romans, for everything that was written in the past was written for our instruction, so that through endurance and encouragement of scriptures, we may have hope. Our mission as writers is to give hope to people who have no hope. Our mission is to give people a new outlook in life. And I think that's what we really need to aim for. Isaiah 8:1 says this, take yourself a large tablet and write on it ordinary letters. Swift is the booty, speedy is the prey. So in other words, write down your message in plain English. Write it down in easy to understand bite-sized chunks. That's what we've got to do with our message. Make it plain. Make it clear. Make it available. You know, I'm not one of these people who enjoys literary art. In other words, where the book is a literary work. Because I find them very dry, very boring, and I guess I'm not the audience for it, and maybe there is an audience out there for it. I mean, I do have some literature that is really good and that I really enjoy. I have a whole Shakespearean playbook and I have some other literary arts works, I should say. But I don't enjoy it very well. Why? Because it's not written in plain English. And so my Grace book is written in bite-sized chunks. It's written in very plain English so that you can understand the message that I was trying to communicate. So write on ordinary letters. You know, Jeremiah 30, God said to Israel, write all of the words which I have spoken to you in a book. Jeremiah 36, take a scroll and write on it all the words I have spoken to you concerning Israel and concerning Judah and concerning all the nations from the day I spoke to you, from the days of Josiah to now. In other words, God is saying, I have spoken into your heart. I want you to write your message. I want you to make it clean. I want you to make it clear. So that the person who reads your work can understand it, can walk away from it with a new outlook on life, a new vision for their life. That's why we write. And that's why the truth, I believe, is so incredibly powerful. Because when we communicate the truth of God's word, when we communicate the truth that we have in our heart, it can change lives. The Bible is one of the oldest known manuscripts to still be changing lives today. And in fact, the Bible was written really over the course of 3,000 years. It was written over the course of 3,000 years. And we have some of the oldest known manuscripts going back to before Christ, so the BC era, or the BCE era, as some people call it, the before common era, or the before Christ era. The Bible is one of the oldest manuscripts, and in fact, some of the oldest fragments of the Bible are older than anything from the Iliad, anything from the Epic of Gilgamesh. So the Bible is older. The Bible has more fragments and more copies than any other work. And it's still changing lives today. It's outperforming the most popular book on the market. And a few years ago, the only book that has come close, and we're talking tens of thousands of copies under the Bible, was one of Dan Brown's books, The Da Vinci Code. His book, though it was the most popular book in the modern era to be sold, it's still way underperformed what the Bible sells every single day. And so our goal is to write the vision, make it clean, make it understandable so that people can leave changed. That's what it's all about. And then thirdly, we need to listen to our audience because they are also going to communicate to us what it is that they want. Every year I run a survey for my audience to take. And this survey helps me clarify my message. And out of this last survey that I did, one of the things that people wanted me to do and include in a lot of my work and in a lot of my writing and podcasting, they wanted me to include more scripture. They wanted me to be more conversational, I guess is the word, and make it so that the ordinary person can understand it. That was really the main message that I was getting because I was getting too technical. And so I wanted to kind of take a step back and I wanted to be more conversational and I wanted to use more lessons from history. I wanted to use more lessons from my personal life and I wanted to make my message much more clear. And one of the things that you're going to find, if you go to my website at jbsism.com, at the very top, I say that I am your writing and blogging coach. That's my goal. And so everything that I write is to help you with the full mindset of blogging, where it's not just about the technical know-how. It's not just about how do I publish a blog to WordPress? You know, what's the difference between WordPress and Blogger? What's the difference between self-hosted and going with WordPress.com? Is there really a difference? You know, people like some of that stuff, but at the same time, I think people really want more of the conversational and they want more of the, how do I want to word this? I totally lost my train of thought. People want more down to earth. People don't necessarily want that technical know-how. They want something that is relatable. They want something that they can understand. And ever since I've done that this year, I feel that people are liking some of these changes. Because I feel I'm being more open, I'm being more vulnerable. And I think that's what it's all about. As writers, as bloggers, I think it's about being vulnerable with our heart. Bearing our soul, bearing our heart. So that when people read our words, they're changed. That's what we do. That's what we do. We write our vision. We make it very, very clear. Very understandable. You know, obviously write what you want. Write what's on your heart. But also make sure that your vision is coming through. Make sure that your audience is resonating. And make sure that you are giving your audience what they want. My audience wanted more scripture. They wanted me to focus more on kind of the spiritual side of writing and what that does for people. And I'm trying to start steering the ship in that direction. Kind of more personal development, spiritual development versus technical know-how. And so I'm going to be including some different aspects, and I'm thinking about actually starting a second podcast called The Writer's Minute. Right now, it's a weekly show that I do on Instagram called The Writer's Minute, where I give a one-minute writer's technical blurb. Here's here's what you can do to improve your prose. Here's what you can do to improve your writing. And if you want to get on that weekly show and you want to hear what I have to say on the Writer's Minute, you can go to jbsism.com/Instagram. So jbsism.com/Instagram, and that'll take you right there. Follow me on Instagram because I am doing weekly videos. I put up quote cards, and we're just going to have a lot of fun on Instagram. I am loving Instagram. So help me get over right now because I've just started this in the last few weeks. I'm still under 100 people on Instagram. I would love to get over that 100-person mark. And then the next goal, let's hit 1,000. That'd be awesome. So anyway, I hope that you have found today's episode valuable. I hope that you find that the message on your heart can be understood, that it can be clear, and I want you to sit down and figure out, write down in a journal, what is it I'm trying to communicate with my message, my books, my blog, my podcast, what am I trying to say, and how can I get that message to people who need to hear it? So I hope you do that. Listen to your audience, listen to your heart, write the vision, make it very clear so that the people who reads it can run on the fly. Well, my friends, thank you for listening to today's show. I hope you got a lot out of it. You can find the full show notes at jbsism.com/106. jbsism.com/106. And tell somebody about this show because I want to help spread the message and I want to help more people find their voice so they can succeed in their family, their ministry, and their life. All right, my friends, God bless. I will see you right here next week. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the J.B. Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.